With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump increases tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25% during a meeting with Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin. President Trump said his tariffs are aimed at righting past wrongs.
The United States of America is going to take back a lot of what was stolen from it by other countries and by, frankly, incompetent U.S. leadership, grossly incompetent.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says the Education Department's workforce needs to be reduced.
The administration this week announced more than 1,300 layoffs at the Department of Education. The president said downsizing is necessary.
I feel very badly, but many of them don't work at all. Many of them never showed up to work.
He claimed the best people were being retained, even though he wants to close the department. Thousands more jobs are expected to be cut across the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Social Security Administration, and other agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge rules that a pro-Hamas Columbia University agitator will remain jailed in Louisiana following today's deportation hearing in New York. Manhattan federal judge Jesse Furman ruled that Mahmoud Khalil will remain held in Louisiana while he weighs further arguments in that deportation case. The White House says his pro-Hamas protests were anti-Semitic. Khalil has stated that Western civilization needs to be annihilated. His lawyers plan to file a new petition while federal prosecutors are filing papers arguing the case should be moved out of liberal New York. Two astronauts stuck aboard the International Space Station since last year are going to have to wait a little bit longer after SpaceX scrubbed Wednesday's launch to the International Space Station. A four-person crew was scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral Wednesday evening, but the mission was aborted about an hour before takeoff. The four-member team would have relieved those who have been stuck in space. This is SRN News. Christians are aging out. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
What that means is that the median age of a believer in the U.S. is getting older, meaning fewer young people are adopting the faith, suggesting that fewer people overall will be Christians in coming decades here. According to the Pew Research Center, the median age of a Christian in America today is 54. 10 years ago, it was 49. Meanwhile, the median age of religiously unaffiliated people stands at 38. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. The law at issue is one from Colorado, which bars any licensed counselor from helping anyone under the age of 18 to voluntarily abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The question is whether the measure violates the free speech rights of counselors. This is SRN News. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 advance. We hear more on the day's activities from Seth Sutel, reporting from New York.
Stocks closed mostly higher on Wall Street after getting some relief from an encouraging update on inflation, but jitters over President Donald Trump's trade war still knocked the market around. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Wednesday after skidding up and down throughout much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also bounced between gains and losses. The Dow wound up down 82 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite added 1.2%. AI stocks led the gains. NVIDIA tacked on 6.4%. Companies targeted by tariffs announced by Europe and other countries weighed on the market. Harley-Davidson sank 5.7%. Whiskey maker Brown-Forman lost 5.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have the needed votes to block a Republican spending bill. More details at SRNnews.com.